talk. Be of good cheer. Loma Linda, California, November 9th, 1912. A talk by Mrs. E. G. White at the time of the board meeting of the College of Medical Evangelists, Loma Linda, California, November 9th, 1912. I feel very thankful that it is our privilege to believe in God and to walk carefully in accordance with the instruction He has given us in His Word. If we do this, our hearts will respond to the impressions of the Spirit of God, and we shall follow on to know the Lord, whose going forth is prepared as the morning. And let us always remember that just as His going forth is prepared as the morning, so we are to expect the revelations of His grace as we advance. But if we keep silent, if we do not feel the importance of moving in harmony with His will, we shall not have His blessing attending us. We cannot afford, brethren and sisters, to be without His help and guidance. We need to be in a position where we can talk with God. We are to commune with Him. He who is our sanctification, our righteousness, has given us the privilege of being in a position where we may have a continually increasing faith. We must ever live by faith and follow on to know the Lord. God's promises to us are so rich, so full, that we need never hesitate or doubt. We need never waver or backslide. In view of the encouragements that are found all through the Word of God, we have no right to be gloomy or despondent. We may have weakness of body, but the compassionate Savior says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Matthew 7, verse 7, 8. Will you believe these assurances? Will you say, "Yes, Lord, I take Thee at Thy word. I will begin where I am to talk an increase of faith. I will take hold of the promises. They are for me." Oh, brethren and sisters, what we want is a living, striving, growing faith in the promises of God, which are indeed for you and for me. Many, many times I have been instructed by the Lord to speak words of courage to His people. We are to put our trust in God and believe in Him and act in accordance with His will. We must ever remain in a position where we can praise the Lord and magnify His name. Then we shall see light in His word and follow on to know Him, whose going forth is prepared as the morning. In the first epistle of Peter, we read, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to His abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." Chapter 1, 1-5. These words are all sufficient evidence that God desires us to receive great blessings. His promises are so clearly stated that there is no cause for uncertainty. He desires us to take Him at His word. At times, we shall be in great perplexity and not know just what to do. But at such times, It is our privilege to take our Bibles and read the messages He has given us, and then get down on our knees and ask Him to help us. Over and over again, He has given evidence that He is a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. He fulfills His promises in far greater measure than we expect to receive help. So long as Satan continues to live, we shall have perplexity. And if we choose to follow the counsel of the enemy, we shall have constant difficulty. But if we refuse to yield to satanic influences, choosing rather to lay hold on God and on the promises of His Word, we shall be able to help and strengthen and uphold one another. Thus, we shall bring into the work with which we are connected a spirit of courage. Never are we to utter a word that would arouse doubt or fear, or that would cast a shadow over the minds of others. I am determined not to permit myself to speak discouraging words. And when I hear criticism and complaint, or an expression of doubt and fear, I know that he who thus speaks has his eyes turned away from the Savior. I know every such person does not appreciate him who at infinite sacrifice left the royal courts and came down into the world that was lost and lived among the children of men in order that he might speak words of hope and good cheer to the discouraged and the desponding. Wherever we are under obligation, as disciples of our Lord and Master, to anchor our faith in the promises of God. Individually, we are to believe. We are not to cast about for a possible doubt, or imagine that sometimes we may have to stand beneath the shadow of a cloud that seems to be gathering. We are chosen of God to be His children. We have been bought with an infinite price, and we have no occasion for placing the suggestions of the enemy before the assurances of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord desires us to act sensibly. We shall have trials. We need never expect anything else, for the time has not yet come when Satan is to be bound. Wherever we may be, we shall continue to have trials. But if we give up to the suggestions of the enemy, we lose the battle. Can we afford to yield to the arch-deceiver? Oh no! We are to turn for help and deliverance to Him who, according to His abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, even the hope of an eternal inheritance reserved for those who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Verses 3 to 5. I was here at Loma Linda when this place was purchased. As I spoke to the people, the power of God came into our midst again and again. On the occasion of my first visit to look over the property, I knelt right down with our brethren and the representatives of the owners of the place who were here. I knelt right down in the midst of them and prayed to God about the work that should be undertaken and carried forward in Loma Linda. When I got up, some of those who were not of our faith seemed to be deeply moved. From that time I have ever felt under bounded duty to God to make of this place just what it should be. I know that there are men here who have wrestled in the cause of God, and I know that they have passed through an experience that they never would have had if Satan had not had the power to oppress them. Let us all strive to make of Loma Linda just what God means it should be. This is the principal thing I have to say. Make of this place what God would have you make of it. Every one of you is under bounden duty to God to labor in harmony and to press the battle to the gate. If unbelievers come in and talk their doubts and fears, remember that Satan is not dead. He has agencies through whom he works. But shall we become discouraged because of this? Oh no! Christ our Savior lives and reigns. Let us not look on the dark side. As soon as we yield to the temptation to do this,
we shall have plenty of company. But there is nothing to be gained by looking on the dark side. What we want is courage in the Lord, and we want to follow on to know the Lord, that we may know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. This is not going back into darkness. You know how the morning is prepared. If you follow on to know the Lord every day, you will increase in brightness, in courage, in faith, and the Lord Jesus will be to you a present help in every time of need.